In the future, you'll kindly remember there are certain rooms in this house which are not to be disturbed.
Yes, Captain, sir.
Why do you stare at me that way?
Well, you don't look at all like a sea captain, sir.
I'm afraid you don't look very much like a governess. Turn around, please.
What?
Turn. Hat off. It's the dress. You'll have to put on another one before you meet the children.
But I don't have another one. When we enter the abbey, our worldly clothes are given to the poor.
And what about this one?
Well, the poor didn't want this one.
Hmm.
Well, I would have made myself a new dress, but there wasn't time. I can make my own clothes.
Well, I'll see that you get some material. Today, if possible. Now, Fräulein...
Maria.
Fräulein Maria, I don't know how much the Mother Abbess has told you.
Not much.
You are the 12th in a long line of governesses who have come to look after my children since their mother died. I trust that you will be an improvement on the last one. She stayed only 2 hours.
What's wrong with the children, sir?
Well, there's nothing wrong with the children. Only the governesses. They were completely unable to maintain discipline. Without it, this house cannot be properly run. You will please remember that, Fräulein?
Yes, sir.
Every morning you will drill the children in their studies. I will not permit them to dream away their summer holidays. Each afternoon they will march about the grounds, breathing deeply. Bedtime is to be strictly observed, no exceptions.
Excuse me, sir, when do they play?
You will see to it that they conduct themselves at all time with the utmost orderliness and decorum. I'm placing you in command.
Yes, sir.